Penguin Random House Audio presents Atomic Spy, The Dark Lives of Klaus Fuchs, by Nancy Thorndike Greenspan. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert. To my husband, Stanley, who always believed that the children and I could do what we set our minds to. He led by example. He inspired us. And to my friend Gustav Born, who generously allowed me to write the biography of his father, Max Born, the experience that led me down this path. Prologue. Revelation, London, August 1949. On September 10th, 1949, Michael Perrin's phone rang in the middle of the night. The message was simple, direct, and urgent. Come to the American Embassy immediately. Perrin, deputy director of Britain's longtime atomic energy program, jumped in a taxi for the 5-mile trip south from Hampstead to 1 Grosvenor Square, where U.S. State Department officials hustled him into the communications room. There he learned the content of several coded telex messages from the Pentagon. The U.S. Air Force, using specially equipped planes, had detected radiation in the atmosphere. The only explanation could be the explosion of an atomic bomb. The United States needed an RAF plane to conduct additional tests to confirm the findings. 1 week later, Perrin gathered with other experts for a meeting of Britain's Joint Intelligence Committee at the Ministry of Defense at Whitehall. To the surprise of many JIC members, the room was